Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa Sakis, and this is our Team Glacken Monday morning call. So we come together here to share ideas, get focused for the week. And so today we're going to talk about part of the business builder process, and one of those pieces is follow-up. And we haven't talked about this in a little bit, so I thought it'd be a great conversation that we could have this morning regarding follow-up. So feel free to, you know, chime in if you have some ideas that could be helpful for everybody, questions. We have some interaction going on this morning. That would be awesome. And so follow-up is a really big piece of your business, something that you want to make sure that you're doing. There are several ways, several different types of follow-up that you can be doing that are part of the process. So we have phone calls that we're doing to check in with customers. We have the new member orientation. That's a form of follow-up. We have an update appointment, which is follow-up. You know, we're mailing newsletters, maybe getting CDs out to people, or having them go to the Glacken Health and listening to some of the webinars that are there. All of those are pieces of follow-up. So I thought we'd take a couple pieces of that and dive in. And the first one that I'm going to start with is the new member appointment. And I thought we could really just talk a little bit about that and why it's beneficial. And the reason I'm actually bringing that up is because I think sometimes in our business, you know, we weave and flow through different pieces of the process. And I know for the last few months for myself, I've really been concentrating on making sure that I was getting new members and going out and networking and meeting new people. And some of my new member appointments had not been getting booked. You know, some of the people were busy, my time was busy, and so I really made a concentrated effort over the last few weeks to make sure that I was getting those new member appointments booked. And boy, I have to tell you, what a reminder when I'm sitting on a new member appointment and going, oh, these have got to be done. And that's why I want to talk about it today, because I was just on a new member appointment on Thursday, and the woman who was at this appointment, I brought some products for her to check out as samples, and so at the end of the appointment, she asked me about how the rebate program works or how the business works, however you want to word that, and then she started on the CD program, and the next day after that appointment, she placed the significant order, which was not my intention. It was there to educate her, but obviously she got excited, so she placed an order. So that appointment was very successful. And when I was sitting there, I thought, oh, these need to be a priority, just as a great reminder, right, because we find people who are interested in the business on these appointments. So how have you guys been doing, and we'll go into a little bit about what is involved in a new member appointment. How have you guys been doing on getting those done? Anybody feel like sharing? Yes, you're doing those. No, you're not. It's okay. We're not going to shame anybody.
Hi, this is Kelly. And, yeah, no, I have not been doing these, and I can tell. And so I've been trying to make follow-up a really big focus in my business as well, because I can see a significant difference from month to month when I'm staying in contact with my customers versus just waiting for them to order again type of thing. It's terrible.
Okay. Definitely. So a difference in, you see a difference in volume, you see a difference just in their communication with you, or all of the above?
Yes, all of it. Absolutely all of it.
Okay. Great. Thanks for sharing
that.
They
are critical. They
are, aren't they? Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else like to share? Yes, they're doing them pretty consistently. No, they're not. Or maybe why you're not getting them done. Okay, if nobody wants to admit it, that's all right. I admitted it. So it is, it's like Kelly mentioned, it is something that's very important. And sometimes, for whatever reason, maybe sometimes schedules don't match. Somebody doesn't answer the phone. For whatever reason, maybe it didn't get done. So, or let's just say maybe this was somebody who was a customer years ago and you never did one. That's okay. You can do an update appointment, which is essentially a new member appointment, you know, just a couple twists on it. So let's just talk a little bit about that. So one of the things that I find that makes it easier to get a new member appointment booked is when I am at the first appointment or we're talking on the phone and somebody becomes a customer, I will say to them, here's what's going to happen. Your products are going to come. I'm so excited that you've become a member. You're going to get some information from Shaklee on your membership. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch base with you in a couple weeks, see how the products are going, and then we're going to set up a time for us to get together to go over your membership benefits. Is that okay? And they'll say yes. And so then I feel comfortable calling that person for the follow-up and also booking that new member appointment. So that's one of the things that I do that will help to get that appointment booked. And then in your Black and You books and binders, there is a sheet that is called the Shaklee Membership Benefits, and that sheet is what I bring with. And it will walk through what needs to be discussed at the new member appointment. So does anybody have questions about the new member appointment when you're actually there? Okay. So a couple tips that I do. I bring some CDs with me when I'm on the new member appointment. I also bring samples of some products. So Shaklee already has samples of some of the products. I bring those that are already available. So we have the basic age sample. We have some of the pain cream. But I also bring something from, if you have it already, so hopefully you have Shakleyized your home. And so I bring a product from one of all of the product lines. And what I mean by that is I bring some of the conditioner with me. I bring a little bit of the skincare with me. So when I am walking through a few of the product lines, I'll say, hey, I want you to smell this hair care. Isn't this amazing? And let me just put a little bit of the CNE on the back of your hand so you can feel our skincare. And so, you know, I walk a little bit through the catalog in the new member appointment, just touching a couple products and letting them touch, you know, touching, covering those in the catalog, and I let the customer touch and feel the product, which gets them excited and they want to get into some other product line. So does anybody have any questions on that?
I do. If we've already done the health and wealth, you know, then, and they were at a live presentation, then chances are they felt the C plus E. They learned of the different product lines and that thing. So how do you turn that, how do you turn the appointment from being another health and wealth and into a different sort of educational event? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. So let me walk you through that piece. And so first thing, you know, we've heard of the idea that people have to get introduced to things, you know, 6 or 7 times. So I find, because a lot of times, you know, that appointment, the new member appointment, is not happening right away, right after they join. So a lot of times they forget what they saw at that event. At least that's been my situation, that a lot of the people are like, oh, yeah, I sort of remember you saying something about that. I don't really remember. And so what I'll start with is at the top of the sheet it'll say, okay, here's the discount specials and information, right? And I'll say, so first off, you know, I'm so excited you became a member and you get a 15% discount off of retail prices. You started getting that right away. And I start to go into, you know, we have monthly newsletters that go out, and also I have email newsletters that go out to everybody. So look for those. If you ever don't want them, just let me know. And then I say, I have an access to a huge tape and book library. So are there any health subjects that you're concerned about that I can keep some information, some notes on in case I run across it? And so then we start getting into the conversation about what's important for them, right? At that point, it's now a health and wealth, right? Because we're going through the idea of what do they want more information. And they may say to me, my daughter has allergies. I get migraine headaches. And so I start taking some notes about what products may be able to help them down the road. And then I start going into, you know, I walk them through at that point a little bit of the catalog, because I'm going to explain again or just remind them how to order. So that's where I stop and touch base, because now they've mentioned what products are important for them. So I hit on those products in the catalog and explain it. And then I say, hey, I brought some goodies for you, and I'd love for you to just try them out. And, you know, I might have brought a snack bar for them or, you know, a sample of the 180. Based on, again, whether they have used those products or not. And then they get excited because I bought some things for them. Does that help at all, Kelly?
Yes, it really does. I mean, I just, because I've always mentioned the CD program or the, you know, the Learn and Earn and everything, but I love just really opening up that conversation and just truly asking the question, you know, if you have health concerns, what information can I send you that would be helpful to you? Because I just say, yeah, you know, well, I don't say it so casually, but, you know, that we have
right.
the program available so you can, and then that's just kind of something I'm telling them rather than stopping and truly opening up that conversation. So thank you. This was very helpful.
Yeah, you know, thanks for saying that. I'm trying to ask questions to get them because I may not have the information right now, but, hey, maybe we're going to be doing a product call on children's nutrition, and they said that was important. So I keep that information on their follow-up card. So when we have that night that we're doing a children's nutrition, I remember, oh, I should call Sally. She said that, you know, if there was anything that was coming up on children's nutrition, she wanted to hear about it. So then I can leave her a phone message. Sally, remember you had I remembered you mentioning, right, that you have, you know, want to be on children's calls. So we have one coming up. And so, again, we're really positioning ourselves as a resource because this, the new member appointment is not really, this is not what it's designed for. And I know this is the piece you got to get out of your head, everybody, is the fact that this is not a place to just go sell more products. It's to educate them on the benefits of Shaklee and to find out what is important for them. And so then when we get down to, I explain how they order. And then I mentioned if you need me to order, I'll be glad to do that. But here are the ways that you can order. And then I just walk through opportunities for free product. So that's where I mentioned to them that they could host an event at their home. And, you know, I know you mentioned that you'd like to start the skincare, so maybe you could get that, at a discount if you have some people that attend a health and wealth event. So I walk them through that. I mention the CD program to them at that point. And then, I've already given out some samples. And then I talk about how they could either earn rebates through Shaklee or talk about the income based on how I feel they need to hear it. It's the same message, but I gear it towards what I know they need to hear. And then that's the follow-up piece on the, and then I close. And that is really what happens at the new member appointment. So I'm sure there's some questions or comments, and I'm going to stop here.
Denise, this is Becky. I'm sorry, Teresa. This is Becky. I just wanted to comment that, you know, you made the comment, and I wasn't on in the first 3 minutes of the call. So if you already said this, I apologize. But you made the comment that we really need to get this out of our head. That's a place to sell. But I'm going to word that in a different way that I know you've heard Jennifer and, you know, we've talked about over the years. A lot of people are afraid to do the new member appointment because they don't want to just go in and feel like it's a sales pitch. So really, it's not a place to go and sell. And you don't need to worry about asking for that appointment because it's not about sales. It's about genuinely educating and helping the other person. And I always remember there's other master coordinators in Shaklee, like Charlene Fike, who spoke on our Saturday call recently, Sarah Stauber, who some people on the call know and such, and they would always say, you know, they felt it was their moral obligation to share with people their benefits. So I guess I just really want to reiterate what you're saying, that this really is a gift, this new member appointment that you're giving to people, and I will be candid that I don't get the new member appointment enough. I don't do the appointments enough. And so we're withholding something from people by not doing it.
Absolutely, Becky, and that's a great point to bring up because, and we've all heard the stories that somebody later finds out, years later, that there was a business. And the person who was their distributor never told them. And, you know, and I've heard this story time and time again that the individual was upset when they found out later that, what, all these years I could have been earning income and nobody told me? So, you know, that is, like Becky mentioned, your responsibility to make sure that they understand all of the pieces of Shaklee. And Becky, definitely, I come in to this appointment not to sell, but like I mentioned earlier, what happens is they buy the next day or within the week, or maybe at that point they say, you know what, Teresa, this product sounds perfect for me. Could you order that for me? And so it happens without you even trying. Because once
goes on their list. It goes on their list. And if they're ordering on their own, all of a sudden that next order is really big.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, and you've just educated them on how we're different. So you know, definitely make sure you're doing this appointment or start doing it if you haven't. What other kind of comments or thoughts do we have? Any tips? I know we have Denise on the phone. You're doing those. And any other comments or thoughts?
Hey, Teresa, it's Sharon. One of the things that I love what you're saying, because it truly isn't a sales, and I'm really, really comfortable now asking for the new member orientation. And I think you did this a while ago, just saying at that first appointment, hey, this is what's going to happen next. And I love that because then people know what to expect from you. And when you call, they know that you're not just calling to sell them something. And one of the things I'd love to say is I'd love to show you the Shack League, quote-unquote, store, you know, the virtual store, because when there are things in there that you might need or might want, I want you to know that that's available to you, that you have the full education of that. My problem on the other side, because, like, I'm not scheduling enough of these, I'm finding it really hard to actually get them to commit to a time. And I'm wondering if maybe in that moment, would it be better to say, hey, could we take a moment and put on the calendar now a time to mm-hmm. talk on the phone or get together so that, you know, later on I can make sure that we sit down and get, I don't know. That's the thing that I struggle with, is actually getting them to commit to a time.
Right, and you know what? During the different points in my business, I have done it that way, where I have booked them while I'm with that person. So you have to really read the situation that you're in, you know, use your intuition, because you can sort of get a feel if the person's okay with, you know, that or not at that point, right? Are they too overwhelmed at this point, or could they handle an appointment being booked? But, yeah, I definitely at different points in my business do that. Like, sometimes I could tell, like, boy, I'm probably never going to get a hold of this person. And so I'll book it right then. And you could even book it 3 weeks out, whatever works for them, right? And yeah, that's a great idea to do. Just go ahead and book it at that point if that's how you need to do it. And then sometimes, you know, when I think, when we're talking follow-up, especially with this appointment, if you're not able to meet with them in person, sometimes I do it over the phone. So I have mailed the information to the customer ahead of time, and we set up a phone appointment. You could also, you know, do it virtually. So maybe you use some other, you know, Google Hangout or something like that if you have to do it that way. And last resort, if somebody is not going to get an appointment with you for whatever reason, because their schedule doesn't work, then sometimes I mail them information in tidbits. Like maybe I'll send them a note. Did you know that you could earn some free product by listening to CDs? So I'm getting some of that information of the new member appointment to them. Maybe I'm getting it in a different way. Maybe I send them an email about it. So if I can't get them to meet with me, that's my last resort, to try to start getting some information that way. So what other questions do you guys have or comments on the new member orientation?
Hi, this is Lillian from New Jersey. How are you?
Good.
Good. I came in a few minutes late, too, and the call is actually perfect. Really something that I need to learn about. I've never done a new member orientation. I've been in the business 4.5 years, so this is something I want to start implementing. And obviously it's been here the whole time, but just never took advantage of it. So my question is, when somebody is signing up as a new member, this may sound very, very elementary, but, and, you know, sometimes you're just biding from time from people just to get that taken care of. So what is the next question that you ask them around setting up this appointment, about around the new member orientation?
So what I do is I'll say to them, you know, I might say, thanks, Mary, I'm so excited. Your products are going to be here probably in the next week, you know, in whatever amount of time you think that'll be there. And then I'll say, so I'm going to touch base with you next week, if that's okay, and just see how everything's going with your products. And now that you're a member, what we'll do in a couple of weeks is we're going to get together and go over your membership benefits. I have some goodies that I'll give you, but I also just want to make sure that you understand your membership benefits. Is that okay if we do that?
Okay.
And, of course, they're right with me, and I ask a question, and they're going to say yes. I've never had anybody say no. So I tell them ahead of time, we are going to at some point do a membership benefit appointment, and then they say yes, let's do it. And so, you know, you could book it at that point. I tend to book them a little later when I'm doing a follow-up call. So maybe on my first or second follow-up call, I book it at that point.
Okay, perfect. That really helps me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And anybody else, some of the leaders, is there any other comment you'd want to make about how you get new member appointments booked?
Just one other quick thing. What would you say the time frame that you think works best with that? Is it, or is it not written in stone? Like, is it better to do it definitely within 3 weeks or 2 weeks, or what would you say works the best?
If you go back and look at the process, it'll say in there, I think it's generally about 2-3 weeks after that first appointment. But, again, you just have to sort of start to get the flow with your business. I find generally for myself, sometimes within 3 to 4 weeks. Now, I'm not going to say that there are some people that I can't get that booked for 2 months, but I keep a list of all my new members, and so then I can sort of check off, you know, when that appointment is booked. So that way I know that I've gotten that done. Because I'd love to tell you in a perfect world that it all happens within that time, but sometimes it doesn't based on somebody's schedule.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think the piece to remember with follow-up. Yes, go ahead, Denise.
Good morning. I was going to say that piggybacking on that thought of not always the ability to get in front of somebody within the first couple of weeks, sometimes even the first couple of months, I have followed your lead on that. I know that you do a great job of what you call update appointments, and I do them as well. So if it doesn't feel right to call it a new member appointment because they, you know, have been purchasing for several months or have been a customer even for a couple of years, and you look back and realize maybe they have never done a new member appointment, just call it an update appointment. And then I use the same outline in my update appointments as I do my new member orientation. So I print out that checkoff list. I bring that list just like you. I'm bringing some samples. And I go through it the same exact way. With somebody who's an existing member, I might show them the new products. Whereas if it's more of a new member orientation but I'm calling in an update appointment, you know, I'm just going to be very generalized and just kind of ask how they're doing and where they're at and what's going on and how I can help them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, Denise, you know, on that update appointment, sometimes I like to do them, you could do them throughout the whole year, but I like to say to people the new catalogs are out. And so I'd love to get you a new catalog. Let's get together. I can update you on what's new in Shackley. So especially after convention, I will start booking appointments before I go to convention. And I, you know, for right when I get back, and I'll say to everybody, oh, we're going to have new catalogs. At that point, we don't probably, but new products will be announced. So I start saying, you know, let's get some time booked for August on the calendar when I come back because I really want to share with you what's new in Shackley. I'm going to be coming right off convention. So I use the same idea that Denise is doing, just change a little bit of the verbiage. So, you know, that's what I think I love about this is that you can change it to what works for you, what fits in your head. But thanks, Denise. That's a great reminder. Other thoughts? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
This is Sharon. Sorry. I really love that idea of booking in August. For the new member, like, just these appointments, because I know for some of us, I'll speak for, like, me and my business partner, Terry, oftentimes in summer we're trying to be very proactive, especially this year, going, we need to plan for summer, because summer gets so busy. It's worse than the rest of the year, I think, and just with where our kids are at. And so to be, you know, to have some of those appointments set up beforehand into August, and I'm thinking that might be a really good place for me to just do some educating, but gain some volume would be a good way to put something into my summertime where I can, you know, look in advance and do that. So that's just something that hit me. I don't know if anybody else is in my season of life where that might be beneficial.
Now, don't wait till August. Because I don't want that call coming back. Hey, you told everybody to wait till August to do the new member appointments? No. But, you know, start doing them now. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. It's something to think about where, you know, and that's the piece of planning, right? But, yes, you can, you know, that's another reason that you can push at that point. But we have, and here's a great reason, we have the new smoothie flavor that's come out, right? So if you, another way you could call people is I'd love to get you together, update you on what's new with Shackley, and get you a smoothie of the new peach flavor. So maybe you make them up a little peach flavor smoothie, or you get them a sample of it, and you say, I'd love to get together with you and update you on what's new, and then you do your update or new member appointment. I don't know if that helps you guys. And you'll be selling 180 all over the place as you're whipping up smoothies. I'd probably whip it up before you get there instead of at Panera. Later, if you guys see me in town, I'll be blending over at station number 4. No, I'm teasing. What other kind of questions or thoughts you have, you guys? We have a couple more minutes before we go. You know, one thing I'm going to comment, and you guys can just cut me off when you're ready with a question. When I'm thinking about anything regarding follow-up, I put in my head that, Becky had mentioned, that this is my job. It's important to follow up. And I am educating these people. So whether I'm calling to just check in to see how their products are doing or whatever I'm doing, that is what is in my head. So I do not feel that I'm intruding on anybody. I do not feel that I'm pushing anybody. Whatever you have in your head, pull that out, because this is about making sure that somebody is taking the products correctly. And they need help with that sometimes. I have people that mix the smoothies and coffee, or they, you know, and that's not the best thing. But I hear somebody talking. Go ahead. Did you have a question? Maybe you were just talking in the background. Okay. Any other last thoughts? Denise, I'm going to pull you in for our last closing thought. Anything cross your mind on all this?
No, I appreciate the topic, though, and that's a great reminder. Sometimes that part of the business for me gets a little bit lax, so I appreciate the reminder to stay on top of that. It seems, you know, after somebody says, you know, a couple appointments they can't make, you have to keep up with that persistence. It really doesn't mean that they're not interested, because, and it may not be the right time for them, which, you know, could certainly be to your benefit, because when you do have the opportunity, after being persistent and following up and getting that appointment booked, you know, the timing might be right for them to take a look at the business opportunity or something else that we have to offer in Shackley, and that would be perfect for them. So stay on top of it, even if we haven't accomplished the new member orientation. You know, keep going with it so that you can at some point do an update appointment and get in front of them. And I like the reminder that we can mail it. I've done that several times where somebody doesn't live in the area. So, you know, I'll mail them the packet, and then we can just go through it over the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great, I think it's just for everybody, you bring up a great point that, you know, whether you have been doing this or not consistently, you can start, your customers are not going to know that you suddenly just started. So, you know, don't blame yourself. Don't feel bad about it. Just start doing it. And what will happen as you consistently do it, as the years go by, because I have customers I've had for years, now they're so in tune when I call, you know, either whatever point the new catalogs are out or whatever it is, and I'm like, it's time to get together. We haven't seen each other in a year. We haven't seen each other in 6 months. Even though I've been talking to them on the phone, I haven't seen them personally. And they love it. They love that time to connect, hear about Shackley, get some coffee. And so it builds strong relationships. And so as time goes on, your customers will just get so excited. They'll expect you to be calling about these update appointments. And it'll be a breeze for you. So definitely check in with your upline if you have any questions on how to do this, if you need, you know, documentation on what to bring with the new member orientation, if you haven't been doing it, you know, you can find it online, and also check with your upline. So thanks again, everybody, for the participation this morning. I appreciate it, and I hope you guys all have a great Shackley week. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Bye now.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.